making a big difference in the community. This is Lindsay Rice. Lindsay, thanks for being such an incredible fundraiser. And for the YWCA, is it not true that fundraising is a big part of what you do on many fronts?
Absolutely. We really rely on our ability to do fundraising in the community because the nature of providing social services like we do here at the YWCA is they are just underfunded by public government. So we need to offset those costs and look for alternative resources for critical programs and services. So fundraising is really important for us.
And specifically, we're looking to, well, you've come out of your Raising the Roof campaign, which I think ended just at the back end of last year, but the big one that we'll all have our eyes on and you've got underway right now is the Project Tiny Hope.
Exactly. So Project Tiny Hope, our capital campaign, we really haven't done a capital campaign with, through the YWCA for decades. So with our new build, obviously, we are looking to raise funds for that. We had a blitz fundraising campaign, so to say, like a focus really during January and February of this year, where we were trying to raise about $1.5 million, and we were able to go over that goal with just over $2 million, which was incredible. So in collaboration with the city and their contribution of $3 million, plus ours of just over $2 million, we were able to raise over $5 million, which really supports our CMHC application for the Rapid Housing Initiative grant, because we were able to bring more than 40% of the cost of the project to the table with our cost share. And so the funds raised through Tiny Hope were cash donations along with gift in kind donations. So like flooring or faucets or windows, those sorts of things.
For you to get upper tier government funding, you kind of have to reach a plateau or a level or point before you can get that funding.
That's right. And so the community donations were really, really critical for us to be able to then leverage and move forward with our application. And even with the, you know, City of St. Thomas, their contribution, again, we shared with them, the community has, you know, donated this amount. Will you please support us as well? So it really does help show commitment and dedication from the community to then leverage other sources of government funding.
Whether it was the hospital, hospice, your project, it seems they always come forward and step up.
Yeah, it really is true. We're so fortunate that we have a caring community who really sees these, you know, challenges and wants to come to the table as part of the solution. And we have donors that donate year to year for our Keep a Roof campaign. That has been amazing that we can rely on their support. Whether it's individuals, families, or businesses. And we are truly blessed and grateful that we have those folks in our community to support these really important causes.
But are there, through your time with the Y, is there a particular campaign, or it may very well be Tiny Hope, because just through the scope of this project, is it kind of a proud moment for you?
I would certainly say our Keep a Roof campaign, because we've been running it for several years now, really is a trademark of the YWCA and continues to grow year to year with donors coming on board. Again, whether they're individuals, businesses, foundations, those funds are just so critical to the work that we do specifically with our housing and poverty intervention programs. And we know, especially, you know, 2023, that we are having more folks who are experiencing homelessness, they're at risk of eviction, the price of housing just continuing to climb and not going down at any point. So the needs are great, and that Keep a Roof campaign has allowed us to continue to provide those critical services in St. Thomas and Elgin County. That's been a really trademark campaign for us.